This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Probably fatigue, bit of undiscipline, just skill executions, lost a bit of game plan. That's probably the main stuff. But that's throughout the game. Even when we were winning in that in the last quarter, still we actually weren't playing that, like executing that well still. We were just finding a way to get through, which is good because we've been getting better at winning ugly as well anyway. So that's an important part too. But probably just working out that combination just didn't quite get there in the end. And there was, you know, at the end of the third quarter, we had a held ball there, which could have been a two-pointer or a one. It was just like that moment. And then that opportunity when the super shot started, we probably missed one of our super shots then. That was a decision point of making probably a one and just keep the pressure on a little bit. And we'll talk about that. And that's just normal reflections of like when we should attack it or not. And we needed to attack it. Like there's no question we needed to keep attacking the shot. And it worked well at times. Mm. So
you made plenty of changes in that third quarter, first with bringing on Sasha, and then you made some changes in that defensive end. That move of Jessie out to goal defence seemed really effective, sort of allowed her to get off the body. What did you think of her game?
Yeah, because Charlotte going, the thing when Jessie and Charlotte are in there, they can both contest a back ball against the tall shooter. So even if Charlotte ends up going out or on a run, then Jessie still can contest the back ball against the shooter, but also create. And Charlotte's fine one-on-one against the talls. She's obviously had a few really good contests and deflections, and she got gains against Almirade in that last one. So she did a great job. And that's, you know, she's been able to do that pretty consistently when we brought her on. And then it gives Jessie a little bit more of a eye out and to keep developing her goal defence, because she doesn't get a lot of run out in GD. So it's also just part of that. But Kim was doing a good job, and part of it is, you know, to switch him back is when, what's the right time to do that? So,
and Maddie, there was lots of changes, not necessarily with you, you were on court the whole time, but the goal attack and goal shooting groups were changing a lot, particularly in that second half. How does that change your game in terms of having someone like Unique back there versus Shim, who obviously have very different game styles?
Unique's a really good release for us. She can be creative in that goal third, and we can be a bit more direct, but we use Shim obviously with her height, so that's a nice target for us as well. I think when Shim was on, we weren't maybe patient enough at the start to reset and play again, which is something that we talked about before the game and we didn't really execute.
You've got the Lightning, the Fever, the Vixens and then the Firebirds to finish off the season. Obviously all going to be important games, you want to win them all. If you had to pinpoint one out of those four, is there one that sort of stands out as being a definite must win for you guys in terms of the contest?
Nah, we'll just go and try to win every game. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing. If we're going to make finals anyway, we've got to play against them and we need to beat them. So again, we'll just be aiming to improve. I mean, improvement against Vixens will be a win by a goal, I guess, this time. Fever is definitely a lot of room for improvement. We played well against Lightning and matched up quite well. They're obviously hitting a different form level now. Like, they're not making as many changes and they're sticking kind of to a lineup, which is helping them, I think, just create more stability, as we have kind of done as well for the most part the last few weeks. So we'll see how we go. Firebirds will be another hard game though, because again, you just, every game I feel like is the same. You don't know who, if they show up on the day and if we show up properly on the day, you're going to have a really good hit. And then yeah, if you show up a bit slow, a bit sleepy, it could be a 10-goal, you know, deficit that you're trying to fight back from.
Is it important to get a scalp of someone above you before you go to finals? Like, do you want to have that mental?
It would be nice, I guess, but I don't even care. To be honest, I don't even care about the, like, where everyone sits on the ladder or anything. We should just be going every game. We do the same analysis. We do the same thing that we rock up, and the girls know that they can win. We know that we can beat any of the teams on the ladder.
We want to improve from the performances from the first round through. Yeah. So as long as we're getting closer, I think that's the main thing. Yeah. And we can definitely beat any of those teams.
You talk about the fatigue, the moments, the execution. Is that credit to the Thunderbirds and what they were putting out against you, or more about the mental discipline to stay focused on the game plan, like you asked?
Both, because it's interesting, because as I said at halftime, and like I think we came out after halftime a bit better, and it wasn't, you know, a roasting or anything. Halftime was quite a logical approach to half, which is they get deflections. That doesn't mean you don't pass the ball still. Mm. It's like a deflection is just a, we either need to take the ball on harder or the passing execution needs to be better. It doesn't mean no pass at all. And I think we fell into that. And that's what Thunderbirds do great. Vixens do that often quite well, you know, in the perceived pressure or the creation of real pressure, that you don't want to pass the ball because you don't know if they're going to contest. So we just needed to have a bit more, guess, conviction, I think, at taking the pass and taking the ball on and also passing it. And that was a big thing we talked about. And I think we did better at that in the second half, much better than what we did in the first half.
Yeah, well, winning the second half, you've got to take that momentum into Lightning. But did you find, Mads, during the game, you felt like the game was going very side to side? Like at times, the middle channel was just open and exposed because they were forcing you wide, or is that where you wanted to play?
A bit of both. I think there's times where we probably could have penetrated into the middle, but we do like to play with that width and use all three channels. We're not afraid of that. But there were times where maybe we sat outside their box a little too much, for sure.
And what about Lightning coming up? I mean, they're obviously, you won up against them up there at home, home court advantage. You want to see, obviously, all units working together, not just one in isolation. What's it going to take to beat them?
I think we'll look at the game that we played against them last time. We started really strong, but they had a really great second half against us, and they probably switched up their defensive style, which we saw a lot of in the game last night as well. So I think we'll look at that and we'll just figure out our way through that.
Should be a good hit out. They played really well last night. And that defence end is definitely working now. Similar to what they did against us in the third, they made that change and they're pretty much stuck with that. The Carr into Courtney combo with Mahalia in wing defence now pretty much consistently. So hopefully the girls have learnt from the last time we played against them and are able to execute, you know, plans against them.
You must be happy though, like where you sit at the moment.
Yep.
Opportunity is endless as to what's ahead, and you're very much in control. That's where you want to be though, right?
Totally, yeah. And look, when we're on, it's like, it's still, even as I said, it's ugly still, but we've still been effective at still getting through, and at times that's all right. Like, the defenders are going to be good sometimes. You're just going to get out defended, and it's just about what you do cat and mouse next time is when the ball comes down the court. So I just would like them to be a little bit faster on the recognition of, like, when they're doing stuff well, keep doing the things that are working rather than change the good stuff. And then, oh, actually, that was working really well. He's like, yeah, that was working well. Like, keep doing it. So there's just an acknowledgement, and then just not enough communication, I would like, in the attack end, like working together as much. Just they share leadership a lot more. There's not really a really vocal, dominant person in attack. So I think that's just a thing for me, is like, for them to take it on a bit more with each other, is like, this is me, I'm going for it and go hard at it. And that's just a developing thing in the team, is like, I'm fine with you taking ownership and go, give it a go. If it fails, like, at least you've done something and tried something. So yeah,
talked about work rate a few times in the huddles, at timeouts. Work rate. What does that actually look like? What are you asking?
Ask Maddie, what does it look like?
I think that's prep off the ball as well. Working again and again, taking a drive but still being an offer after you've taken that drive through. It might be a decoy.
Just like preparation, more change of direction, because we didn't really still execute that much on the change. We're doing well on our preparation to pause and then lead off for the next one. That's working well generally, but sometimes that's very predictable as well. So then changing that. And then the re-offer part is where, as the game progresses, we're taking a good hard drive, drawing defenders, but then there's not a re-offer off that one, and then we're relying on a backdoor or another reset ball to go again, whereas actually there should have been a second option from that person making a second drive, and then the other person, whoever was, open up the other space. We were doing that, it's working really well, but that's the same as everyone. It's like, when you're executing that well, it clearly works, and when we're not, it's just, it's hard. It's very hard.
Yeah.
And obviously that means extra work as well, and if you're not willing to take the extra five moves, you know, to get the ball and pass and go again and give and go and take a body on and get onto edge to find a safe feed as well and protect the space, we probably flopped out of spaces a bit too much where we could have protected a bit harder. But that's cool, we keep working on that. These are the little things that, as we come up against opponents again, things that worked last time, they've combated a bit, we've grown from those errors we made last time, but now there's new errors and new areas to exploit, and again, we just keep building on and getting ready to come in hopefully to these last four games.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.